Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. And who is up out there? Gosh, it was a little hard for me to get up this morning. I don't know, Tom. I've been doing this a long time, and I know you have. Is it getting darker earlier, or what? Or it's not
lighter? I wake up at 3:30, so light does not concern me.
I know.
Except for my headlines.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyways, I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, and I've got my husband here, Lou. Thank you again for always getting up with me, although he does that every morning.
That's right. And you know why it was so hard this morning? Because we had a late dinner.
Oh, you know what? And it was a really good dinner, though. We ate at this little, I want to say it's kind of a hole-in-the-wall place, right? But I love places like that. They're like little jewels hidden. And it was Barton's in Simi Valley, and it was fine dining. It was like, everything took a little bit longer. Afterwards, we had our salad. Then she's like, did you want me to bring the rest? And I'm like, yeah. anyways, it was delicious. We had a ribeye that we actually ended up splitting, right?
And probably one of the best ribeyes I think I've ever had.
Yeah, just, it was really good. It just melted in your mouth. So anyways, but what was our dessert? Because that was the bomb.
Oh, Cherry's Jubilee.
Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Anyways, so it was a really good experience.
Making me hungry again.
I know. Well, anyways, I want to get us started here on my show, on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Sean here. How are you doing, Sean?
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm doing okay. I got my coffee and my headphones tangled. So.
Yeah, there you go. And we're going to talk a little bit about it because he's got a book signing tomorrow in Westlake at Barnes & Noble at 2 o'clock. And I will be there to support you. And hopefully some of our listeners out there can get out there.
Yeah, I hope you all can come out and see me at 2 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble in Westlake. I'll be giving away a drawing for a free book. So you just bring your business card, say, I heard you on the Kim Pagano Show, and we'll get you a book.
There you go. So we'll definitely remind everybody about that. We've got Michelle Corbin in our studio. How are you, Michelle?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's
so
been
excited to be here.
Thanks. It's been a long time. We actually met at the Tower Club. You were doing a speaking, and
yes.
I was really impressed with you then, and I just thought, you know what, I got to get her on, and we've kind of been working around that, and I'm so glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about lifestyle artistry and what we're going to be talking about.
Well, lifestyle artistry is a concept I've developed over the last 20 years in my study of personal and professional development. And it's a movement from mediocrity into mastery. And it's for people who want to fall in love with their lives and get excited about getting
that.
Up every morning,
you know,
and getting
what?
Started.
That is exactly what my show is. What?
We just talked about
we
that.
We did. I said, you know, I'm like a boat that doesn't, my motor's not going anywhere. You know,
rudder, remember?
Yeah, my rudder. Okay, there you go. But you know what? I love that. I really do. That's why I have my show. And that's the kind of listeners I hope that are tuning in right now that want to fall in love with their life again. And I think that's so important. I mean, every day, start your day in a positive way, and which is actually going to go into our next guest and our first guest that we're going to be talking to, Hal Erod. And his book is The Miracle Morning. Couldn't be more appropriate for our start your day in a positive way here. And we're going to be talking a little bit about his journey and how he starts his day, and hopefully he can help our listeners. And then we're going to be also talking with Joyce Ross and Patricia Connor, and they're talking about their book, Heart, Mind, Wisdom, which is an inspirational anthology collection. And so it's... We're going to have fun here. We also always have giveaways. And Tom Spence is here on our board. Our phone number here is 650-1590. That's 650-1590. I want to remind you that if, just to give other people a chance to win, that if you've won something within the 30 days, give somebody else a chance. I definitely want to hear from you. If you have something that you want to comment on our show, definitely, give us a call. But I would love to give right now two complimentary meal passes to Soup Plantation. And that's the one located in Camarillo and Simi Valley. And, you know, it's really interesting. Everybody's getting farm fresh now, and so they've jumped on the wagon. And so what I would like to do is let's just start off with caller number 10 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590, caller number 10. And then let's bring our first guest on, and we'll get started. Again, if you miss any part of our show right now, you can always go to my website at kimpaganoshow.com and listen to all my back shows there. And also, if you have anything that you want to shout out in the 805, always give me a call. I'd love to spread the word for you at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Hal, are you there?
I am here, Kim.
Well,
good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic. Well, yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an international success coach, right, and a keynote speaker, and an ultra marathon runner.
Yeah.
In fact, Tom is too. He's been doing some...
Non-ultra.
What's the difference? Okay, what is
it's
ultra?
It's way shorter. Oh. Ultra is way longer.
Oh.
I only run 13.1.
Okay. So what is ultra?
Ultra is 52 miles.
Holy, oh my God! You are a serious dude, huh?
But I am. But it's funny whenever I'm introduced as an ultra marathon runner, to me that implies that I've run more than one. But it was really a bucket list type of event where I checked it off, and people said, "What's next for you?" And I said, "Never running again."
Oh, so it wasn't one of your favorite things to do?
No, not at all. It was because previously, when I was 20 years old, as you know, I was hit head-on by a drunk driver, and I broke my leg, my pelvis. I was found dead at the scene and told I would never walk again. And it was kind of a symbolism for all people to say, hey, let's not let the what other people tell us limit what we do and limit our potential. And so it was just kind of a, you know, profound, hey, let's run. And I was going to do a marathon, and then I thought, you know what, if I can run 26 miles, my warped mind said, well, you could probably run 52.
Oh, you got one of those kind, huh?
Yeah, and I had, you know, optimism / delusion, there's a fine line, but yeah. So
yeah.
It was a one-time thing. And
I dream about running, but I don't know. I mean, that's a big dedication, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a major dedication to train for it and to do it. The training was pretty much the same as a marathon, which runner would train. It was just that once you ran the marathon, you had to do it again.
So it's contagious. All right, I like that. Well, I do want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in right now and you are just waking up and starting your day in a positive way, here on the Kim Pagano Show, we are talking with Hal Elbrod, and he's got actually a couple books. We're going to talk about his first book today, which is The Miracle Morning and The Not-So-Obvious Secret Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 O'Clock. I love it. That's exactly, I was like, ooh, I got to get this guy on my show for the morning show. And then your other book is Taking Life Head On. And so tell us a little bit how you took your life head on and a little bit about your story.
Yeah, when I was 20 years old, I was a top sales rep for a company, actually the Cutco company. I sold cutlery.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, never something I thought I would do. A friend of mine got me in for an interview, and I ended up got hired, and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden I had broken this all-time sales record on my 10th day where I had sold more Cutco than anyone before me. And I, as one of the top reps, they always asked me to give speeches. And so a year and a half into my career, I was driving home after giving a speech at a conference, and a drunk driver got on the freeway heading the wrong direction, and our cars collided full speed, both doing 70 miles an hour, sent me into oncoming traffic, and a car behind me hit me in the door at 70 miles an hour. And immediately I broke 11 bones. I actually was found dead on the side of the freeway. My heart had stopped beating, and I was clinically dead for 5 to 6 minutes.
Wow.
Then rushed to the hospital and in a coma for 6 days. And then when I came out of the coma, that was really where the opportunity, I say, for me to decide how I was going to respond to the accident. You know, and it was I going to let it beat me, or as you mentioned in the title of my first book, was I going to take life head on? And I just realized, I told my dad, you know, I said, Dad, I live by the 5-minute rule, which is it's okay to be negative sometimes, but not for more than 5 minutes. There's no point dwelling on something that we can't change and wishing it were different when it can't be different. So I said, you know, the doctors say I won't walk again, but I believe I will. And if I won't, then I'll be the happiest person you've ever seen in a wheelchair, because there's no reason to wish I wasn't.
I love that about I love that about you. Michelle, did you have a comment on that?
Just taking life for what it actually is and deciding that you're going to make something good out of it.
Making a conscious decision to be happy. I mean, my husband, right, Lou, you can even, he's had brain surgeries, and there was a time where they were unsure of where you were going to be, right?
Yep, definitely changes your life.
Yeah.
So live every day as if it's the last and enjoy.
There you go. So how has, I mean, so obviously you've got some things that you can share with all my listeners. And, you know, we all wake up, you know, this morning I was like, oh, God, okay, you know. And you're right, I only do that for a couple minutes because I do remind myself, and I have to say, my show reminds me every day of, oh my gosh, okay, how do I turn my day around, you know? And we've got four children, and trust me, there was a time where you could never get all of them to smile at one time or to take a picture. So I learned, like, okay, this is the best we can get here. Let's go with it, you know? And you start to put your gratitude list together, and that's what life's all about. So tell us a little bit about how someone could get their morning started.
Yeah, I think, for me, I actually, in 2008, when the economy crashed, I hit a low point in my life, really my rock bottom. My business that was thriving almost overnight, it failed. And I know so many Americans can relate to the, you know, a similar experience. But I lost my house. House was taken away by the bank. Couldn't pay my mortgage, living on credit cards, and got deeply, deeply depressed. And a morning, I finally went on a run, and I got some clarity. And I heard this quote, which was, your level of success will never exceed your level of personal development, because success is something you attract by the person you become. And I realized that I wasn't becoming the person that I needed to be to create the life that I want. And for most of us, I think that that's true. We want, on a scale of 1 to 10, we want level 10 in each area, but we're not developing ourselves to be a level 10 person in those areas. And I had this epiphany. I thought, I've got to wake up earlier every day than I normally do, and I've got to dedicate time to my personal development so that I can become the person that I need to be to create what I want for my life. And at that point, it was kind of a theory. You know, it's like, I think this should make a difference. And within 2 months of waking up early and doing this little routine that I now call the Miracle Morning, you know, I didn't call it that until my life turned around. Within 2 months, I had doubled my income. I had started running. I had my depression was gone almost within a few days of doing this. And it was because, rather than waking up in the morning and hitting the snooze button with five times, which if you think about it, Kim, hitting the snooze button is starting the day with procrastination, right?
There you go. You're absolutely right. did you hit your snooze button this morning?
I never do. I haven't used an alarm clock for years.
Oh, because you wake up with, and that is awesome. I mean, and you know what? I mean, that's kind of how we are. I never even have. I do it for my radio show because Tom would be really upset if I didn't show up for my show. And that would be my, you know, but I wouldn't do that for myself, you know. But you're right. I mean, and what do they say? If you wake up before you're doing what you love, right?
Right.
That's what they say. So how I love that. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking about waking up. Up feeling energized and starting your day in a positive way. Sean, you want to add something?
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask Hal about his hip-hop recording artistry.
Oh.
That's funny. No, that's a question I don't think I've gotten before on radio shows. But so my dream as a kid was to be a rapper when I grew up. I think it was when in sixth grade when Vanilla Ice had the number one, you know, hit song Ice Ice Baby.
Course.
And that's where the dream was born. And last year I met a hip-hop recording artist. I gave him a copy of my first book, Taking Life Head On. I got a voicemail from him 2 days later saying, yo, pal Hal, you died and came back to life. We got to do a song about it. I didn't think much of it. And long story short, we got in the studio with Kelly Clarkson's producer in December, and we recorded my first hip-hop song, which is called The Miracle Morning, and it's an upbeat, motivational rap song that you can get on iTunes, and it motivated me to want to continue. So now I've got two more songs that I'm working on high school students, which I speak to a lot for my motivational speaking, you know, they need positive messages being put into their brain when they're listening to the radio, you know, not just all the negative.
I love it. You know, I mean, you talk about so many different things, and you've really turned your life around. Now, what were you and how were you before your accident?
Well, before the accident, I was, I mean, growing up, I was really mediocre. You know, I always say that I was a totally mediocre kid. I didn't get great grades. I wasn't that popular. I wasn't an athlete. I was just a troublemaker, you know, just a class clown. And it was actually in my sales training, the second day of my sales training, when something inside me clicked and I developed what I think is one of the most important beliefs for us to have, which is we look at someone that we see that's achieving something we want or living a lifestyle that we want, and rather than create separation and go, man, I wish I had their life, or they must be, you know, they're so much better than me or different than me or smarter than me, to create the belief that, hey, if they can do it, that's evidence that so can I, and I'm gonna figure out how. And so that was for me in my training. I thought, you know what, a lifetime of mediocrity, I was ready to put it behind me and commit to a goal that scared the heck out of me, and which was to break this all-time, you know, sales record. And I think we can all take that and look at what areas of our life are we not living at a level 10? What areas are we settling for less than we really want? And then look at someone that's achieving the level of success in that area that we want, and then figure out what they do. You know, read their biography or you know, talk to them or interview them or, you know, figure it out. YouTube, go to YouTube, read, watch some interviews with them. But create the life that we want and draw our line in the sand and, you know, don't settle for less than we want.
I love that. That's so refreshing. So I want to know, so what is the miracle morning before 8 o'clock? What are the steps that you take?
So there's six steps. And I, with the help of a thesaurus, I was able to organize them into a nice little acronym. And the acronym is the Lifesavers. And the word savers is the acronym. So the first S is for silence. So rather than starting your day like most people, which is where you hit the snooze button until the last moment, and then you have a rushed, chaotic, stressful, unproductive morning, which leads to a rushed, stressful, unproductive, chaotic life, because the morning is our life in miniature. And how you treat that first hour creates the type of life you live. If you have an extraordinary morning, it's hard to have a bad day.
And so true.
The first step is silence, whether that's prayer, meditation, gratitude, deep breathing, or a combination of all of them. The A is for affirmation. And I had read the book Think and Grow Rich right before I started this. It was perfect timing. And I learned about how the power of written affirmations, where you create in writing, you know, it's like visualization, but it's in writing, a vision of who you are and who you want to be and how you need to think and feel and believe to become that person. And so you solidify your ideal self in writing, and then you read it every day over and over and over again, or at least every morning, every day. And you literally program our subconscious mind to eventually embody that person that we've got in our affirmation.
I love how Louise Hay puts it. She says she gets up in the morning and tells herself that she loves herself.
Yeah, like she carries a mirror around all the time. I was at I promoted a bunch of her seminars, and here's this lady on stage, and she got a little nervous, and then she's like, hold on a minute, I need to go and tell myself I'm okay. Yeah. And she pulls out her mirror, and she said she has them on her desk, and they're not to put her lipstick on. They're to tell her that, yep, we're doing a good job. And, you know, I really believe that is you need to be your own best friend. You know, and it's so many times, you know, my mom, I'm really close with my mom, and she'll say, where are you going? Who's going with you? I go, me, my best friend. And she goes, oh, who? And she starts naming. I go, no, me, myself, and I. You know, yeah, no, we're going to go there, and we're, you know, and it's you have to be your own best friend. Okay, so we're on to silence, affirmation, number three.
D is for visualization.
Okay.
And I teach in my book that the way visualization is taught is usually, I believe, it's not very effective. Like in the movie The Secret, in the book The Secret, right, they taught you to visualize the end result, what you want. And everybody made a vision board and had their dream house on it. But the problem is that doesn't get you results necessarily. Now, it's compelling. You want to work toward the vision. But I teach how to visualize the end result and then back up and visualize yourself doing the actual activities that day that are going to guarantee you move toward the result.
Oh, I love it. Okay, number four, we've got a couple minutes left here, and I'm going to have you back because we could talk forever, I'm telling you.
We could, Kim. I'd love to. When I was listening to you guys banter before Mike coming on, I'm like, these are my people.
These are. I'm telling you. You are. Yeah. Where are you located?
Uh, in Temecula. So
we're going to have to get you in live. Oh, we're going to get you on live. Cool. Okay, very cool. Okay, so give us 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, so E is for exercise, right? Starting the day, getting blood flowing to your brain, releasing those endorphins, feeling good, getting clarity. R is for reading, starting every day reading something that will help you, give you new knowledge to improve your life. And the final S is scribing, which is a fancy word for writing, which is really journaling. Mm-hmm. And it's taking time to journal in the morning so you can create clarity on what you want, why you want it, what may be holding you back, what you've got to do that day. But I always say that when you journal, when you put things in writing, magic happens, right? It's like it goes from a thought, an idea that quickly drifts away to being something concrete that you can see, you can touch, and you can make sure it becomes a reality.
I love what you've talked about. It's a simple strategy. I like you said, you're one of us. Okay, I love that you're starting your day. We know where you are in the morning, okay? And I hope that some of my listeners take this under their wing. I do want to repeat that Hal Elrod, his book, The Miracle Morning, and The Not-So-Obvious Secret, guaranteed to transform your life before 8 o'clock. Where do we find it?
Kim, you can buy it on Amazon, mm-hmm. and it's always discounted, of course. It's a good price on Amazon. But if anybody wants to just go and sample it, you can actually get 2 free chapters of the book plus a free video and audio training on the concept from me at miraclemorning.com. So go to miraclemorning.com, enter your email, and I will send you all
of the
above.
Are we friends on Facebook?
Say again?
Are we friends on Facebook?
I don't know.
Could you become a friend so I can share you? Just go to The Kim Pagano Show and like it.
Yes, I will go
okay,
there.
Okay, perfect. I look forward to talking to you again, and thank you, and you have a wonderful morning.
Thanks, Kim.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and Tom, let's give something away.
All right, let's. What do you want to give away?
You tell
let's
me.
Let's go with
do we have another
Kim Pagano Show. We do have some great gifts this morning. And, is this Red Brick Pizza?
Yes.
I just ate there.
Yeah,
it's Red Brick Pizza. It's a great place to have pizza. It's just up the street from us. So let's go with Red Brick. And we do have pizza at Red Brick. How about caller 5?
Perfect. Caller 5 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. Stay with us, and we'll be right back. We're going to be talking about heart, mind, wisdom. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
So sad, the tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to come.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And Tom, who was one of our winners?
Jerry English was the winner of Red Brick Pizza. Jerry listening in Ventura.
Ah, very good. Well, thank you so much. And I do want to do a little shout out. Gina and Michael of Ojai. I actually did Gina's hair and met her husband, Michael. And Jennifer, one of our winners on for the Ronald Reagan Lincoln exhibit. She was one of our winners on there on Facebook. Michael, one of the winners for B2P. That was really great. We went to a seminar from Montecito Bank, and it was excellent. Lots of faces out there and lots of winners. And so it was exciting to meet everybody. So thank you.
And we have
again.
Another one.
What?
Another shout out.
Oh, who is it?
Jeff Friend.
There you go. Yeah, we were at the Chili Cook-Off. Yeah.
Is his name Jeff Friend?
Yes, he's a friend, and his name is Jeff Friend. There you go. All right, our next guest is Joyce Ross and Patricia Connor, and their book is Kindness is Key, Heart, Mind, Wisdom, and it's the collection of number one. And it's just inspiring wisdom from those who have been there, and 21 authors got together and wrote this book on abundance, inner peace, love, happiness, hope, and health. And let's welcome Joyce and Patricia. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kim. It's Joy. Patricia's still not able to be here this morning, but I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about your book and how you got all these wonderful people to write this.
Well, you know, everyone has a story.
And, that is so true.
Isn't it true? And, you know, we pass these people on the street, and they all have so much, you know, wonderful wisdom, things that have happened, things they've, you know, learned how to overcome. And but people, they don't tend to share it. So it was kind of a divine, inspirational aha moment that we received to gather people together and put them into a collection of books. And so we actually have three. We have one published right now, and there's two more at the editing stage. But what an experience. You know, the things I've learned about people like Larry Chase, who lost 200 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Went from, you know, being 450 pounds and, you know, feet killing him when he's walking to now he's ziplining. So
I love hearing stuff like that. I really that inspires me to, you know, like the Biggest Loser and stuff, the people that really just take the time to invest in themselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so then there's different stories about people's lives then, really not. I love that. Kind of like the chicken soup, kind of that. Is it similar to that?
It is, but with deeper stories. Mm. 21 authors as opposed to, you know, like a couple hundred.
Right.
So you actually find out, you know, how their challenges came about, go deep into the story with them and what it was like to be in their shoes, which is always, you know, very heartening to know. And then how did they get out of it? So the reason I love the book so much is it actually helps you, the reader, to overcome things in their lives. And one of the things that's kind of fun is that you can think, oh, well, my problem isn't so big. I mean, look what this person went through, and they're still smiling and willing to share their story and enjoying their life. So it's very inspiring. And a few months ago, I lost my father, and one of the ladies in the story, or in the book, her story was about losing six loved ones in 3 years, and including her mother and father, her husband and her father-in-law and mother-in-law. And you wonder, how does anybody go through that? So much loss in such a short period of time. And then when I was going through losing my dad, and I had read Shirley's story, it actually helped her with doing the editing, and I thought, wow, you know, it feels like Shirley's this little earth angel in my corner, you know, that if she can get through that, I can get through, you know, dealing with the loss
you know,
of my dad.
I mean, Joyce, I love that we're talking about this because that's what my show's all about, is really finding different people's stories and their journeys and knowing that it's okay and you're going to get through it. Right. And I think that that's so important.
Well, and a lot of times just knowing that you're not the only one is very comforting.
Exactly, that you're not alone. That you're not alone. And you know what? We're all, I mean, this is our journey. This is what, we're never alone, and that's what it's all about. I do want to remind everybody that if you're just tuning in right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Joyce Ross right now, and the book is Kindness is Key. And it's 21 authors. So basically, they're authors of their life, right?
Yes, they're authors of their life. We're all authors of our lives.
Right, right. And I mean, but I mean, really great concept, because I always say, if you don't like the movie that you're living, you know, you need to change it. I mean, you have the capability of doing that. And so many of us are waiting for somebody else to make that change for us. And it comes from within, right?
It comes from within. It comes with really believing in yourself, really knowing that there's a divine purpose. I'm huge on purpose.
Yeah.
I think that we're all following the path that we're meant to follow, including the shadows.
Right.
And, yeah, and that when we're in the shadows, the hardest part or the hardest thing to remember is that the shadow contains the value and the lessons. And so not to be afraid of it, not to worry that you hurt or that you're in fear, but to try to reach inside and go, what is this lesson? Why am I on this path? What will happen when I come out on the other side? What will I be able to share with others? How will I be able to help others heal? What is my lesson? As opposed to trying to run away from what hurts or what goes wrong or what goes awry, just to realize it's part of your path. And the shadows is where we do our learning. And to hang in there and know you're going to get through it.
I love it.
And always comes back.
And also to find the gem in your troubles that make it all worthwhile.
Oh, what's my lesson? What is my lesson? You know, I always look at that when I'm going through some hard times. I'm like, okay, so what do I need to learn from this? Because if you don't come out on the other end again learning from it, guess what? It's going to happen again and again until you got it right. Sean?
Joyce, I'd like to hear how you kind of got involved in this project. And tell us a little bit about your background. I'd like to hear about how you organized singles dances and worked with troubled teens at the Victoria Youth Detention Center, those sort of things. Tell us about your journey.
Well, the singles dances was a really fun period in my life. I don't do that now because I'm totally dedicated to this project. So I have someone else who took that over. But singles dances was a riot. I got to party for a living, so I can't call that a shadow.
And Joyce, where are you located?
I'm out in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that was a mission of the heart, too, in that you were bringing people together to find love and people in community who were single and sometimes lonely, right? So it was a mission of the heart, although I always said I partied for a living at that time. And because it was fun, we had live bands, and, you know, I'd cook dinner, and we'd have a really good time. So it was fun. The work of the detention home, that was when I was really young, and I loved it. I mean, loved those kids, as, you know, like my owner, like brothers and sisters, because I was only 18 when I was working with them until 24.
So you've been like a connector for a long time.
I love connecting.
See, I do too.
People.
I'm always my
husband. I'm the connector.
Yeah, I have always. That's me. I'm like, oh, you should meet da da da, and that, you know. And I'm always putting groups together. I'm like, okay, we need a couples game group. Okay, we need a this. We need. I'm always putting. You know, I have a women's support group, and I'm a hair therapist, and I always thought, oh gosh, all these women, and you know, men are a little bit harder. They're very, you know, no offense to you guys in here or out there, you know, but men don't like to share as much, you know. They'll follow along, and then once they're there, they'll share, you know. Sean, are you telling me otherwise?
Lou and I are laughing at each other quietly.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. But you know, but I love connecting people. I think everybody's got a gift. And
everyone has a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what was your best story in here that you learned something from?
Well, for me, it was, you know, I was talking about, personally, when I was talking about going through, you know, losing my father, that, you know, I drew on the strength from Shirley's story. And but another story I wanted to mention, because I know that there's a lot of this going on out there right now, is that Catherine, in our book, Catherine Grace, wrote about going through bankruptcy and how people tried to hold her in shame. And some people abandoned her because she wasn't financially, you know, stable. And had to make this decision, which, of course, was heart-wrenching for both her and her husband. But she did it, and she just, you know, held on to the divine love and went through it, and now has come out and shared her story of what that was like and how someone gets through it. And because I know so many people suffer in shame, including when Larry was heavy and you know, the different things that we go through, and shame is something we put on ourselves. And I always say to people that the only person you really have to answer to is to you and the person that you believe is your higher power.
Mm.
The rest of the people are on their own journey.
Right.
So, you know, don't take on someone else's shame or judgment. Go inside yourself. Do the best you can at that moment. And you're loved for who you are. And go forward in love, and things will get better. So you know, I just want to send that out there because I know so many people are suffering financially. And
yeah, and even, you know, going through a divorce, you feel alone. There's so many different things. So I love this. Where do we find your book?
You can get it on Amazon. So it's just Heart, Mind, Wisdom, and it's collection one because there's going to be three. So it's Heart, Mind, Wisdom.
Oh, keep in touch with me.
I will. I'd love to. Yeah, so this is lovely people. I wish we were closer so we could meet in person.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. We're on Facebook under Kindness is Key.
Okay. Will you like the Kim Pagano Show so I can share you with everybody?
I have already liked the Kim
Pagano Show. I like it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Joyce. And great job putting everybody together. I'm going to kind of read through there, and I hope that my listeners will, check it out.
Back at you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. You
are
listening. Oh, you got it. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we've got Michelle Corbin in our studio here, and she's going to talk about lifestyle artistry. And she is a certified life mastery, right?
Yes.
And a life coach. And she's going to help us build our dream life and fall in love with our lives again.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah, I'm really excited. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Let's give away another set of Soup Plantation gift certificates. And Tom, do you want to tell a little bit about that?
We do have the complimentary meal pass, beverage, the whole deal, Soup Plantation and Sweet Tomatoes. That's what you have right here, and we'll give away. It's kind of like lunch for two. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Soup Plantation. And we will take caller number 10. Caller number 10 to KVTA. Give us a call right now, 650-1590. And Kim Pagano will give you Soup Plantation.
There you go. And they're good for Camarillo or Simi Valley. And definitely, again, 805-650-1590. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we did have another winner. And I want to say thank you so much to all my callers. And, of course, I want you to like us on Facebook at the Kim Pagano Show because we do give away lots of stuff there. And all you have to do is like us and share us. And we're getting our name out there. And it's all about adding value every day in every way. And I hope that this show gives you some insight on just falling in love with your life again. I love that. Falling in love with your life and making this a good one. So definitely if you are on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, go on there and make a little comment and tell me that you're listening and share my show. That's what it's all about. So we did have a ton of callers, and I appreciate that.
And now we're going to talk to Michelle Corbin, and her topic is lifestyle artistry, but that's really kind of how you live your life, right?
Well, that's where it kind of came from, because I moved into Ojai 3.5 years ago.
And I've been getting so many clients from Ojai. I always feel like I have an aunt that lives out there. So I was like,
it's just a magical place.
It is a magical place.
Is it?
And there's a lot of healers, and there's a lot of artists. And so everywhere I went, people were like, well, what's your art? And I'm a singer. But the first thing that came to my mind when they asked me that question was, well, my life is my art. You know, I love my life, and I love to love my life. And so what I make decisions based on what I would love to do. And, you know, it hasn't always been that way. For the longest time, I told everybody that I was carving my life out of a rock.
Oh, and see, I say that I'm climbing my mountain, you know, and you just kind of keep chipping away at it, you know.
At a certain point, you got to say, okay, how hard does this really need to be? You know, what if it were effortless? What if it could be effortless? These are the type of questions that you ask yourself that really make a huge difference in your life experience.
And so... How do you work with people?
Well, I have done some one-on-one coaching. I've done an awful lot of business consulting over the years. But what I decided to do was to reach people through a website called www.lifestyleartistry.net. And what I've done there is I've kind of corralled all of the information that I've been studying for the past 20 years and the things that I continue to study into three areas: health and wellness, relationships, and wealth and finance. And I do 9 blogs daily.
9 blogs daily?
Well, they're Tweety blogs. I call them Tweety blogs.
Tweety blogs.
Because they're the length of a tweet, but they have the content of a blog. So they're more structured. They're not like random. They're more structured, and they have a specific.
I just am starting to do my blogs on KimPaganoShow.com, so I hope that you know, people tune in and start reading those. And it's interesting. They are. I kind of, it's like a passion of mine.
It's really fun to do the research. It's really fun to do the writing. But I'm not trying to be a literary genius. What I'm trying to do is get a point across in a small amount of time, because I know that people are busy. I'm reaching out to everyday people, the ones who are busy and feel overwhelmed, the ones who feel like their life is slipping away and they're not thrilled about where they're going, the ones who feel restless, like they know they're capable of so much more, but they're not quite sure how to get there. And I want to bring a message of hope to these people. And I want to support them in their quest to be their best. I want to help them go from feeling very ordinary to feeling extraordinary. And those are the types of things that happen in small incremental steps.
So what are some steps? Because you probably named almost everybody out there. I mean, at least one part of their life has been that way. And you know, there's days that you feel like you're on fire. You could take on the world. And then there's days that you're like, how did it all slip away, you know? And then you get back up again, you know? And I think we all feel like that.
Absolutely. And that was why I designed the website, to have new content every day, to have something new to focus on. And I also realized that when you look at most websites, they're filled with all this superfluous information and things popping out at you everywhere, videos and audios, sometimes running over the top of each other. And I just had enough of it, and I streamlined the design of the website to only include certain things. So there's 3 topics in each of the 3 areas, and there's 4 offers that change monthly, but the topics generally change daily. So it gives you small bite-sized pieces.
So give us one topic and I do want to give out our phone number here if anybody has a question or they want to talk to us and just, you know, ask us something about what we're talking about. 650-1590. That's 650-1590. What did you write about yesterday?
Well, a couple of days ago, I wrote about discouragement in relationships and how we can say that we're very encouraging to our partner, but we don't encourage their dreams. We don't even know what their dreams are. Or parents that have children that make it impossible or put up roadblocks for their kids. Their kids come to them all excited about something and say, well, there's all these reasons why we can't do that, instead of trying to find ways to support them in a family atmosphere. And I think that's really important. And I think it's a really important aspect of relationships to be able to support the people that you're in a relationship with.
I definitely agree, Sean.
Well, I want to just remind all our listeners that today is Yom Kippur,
that's
the Day of
right.
Atonement.
That's
so
right.
I'd like to actually ask Michelle, what would she recommend is how do we like atone, or rather how do we focus on the things that we might have like regretted doing this past year? How do we make sort of positive decisions, good decisions in
kind
the future?
Kind of amend, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, is amending. But you can't go back and you can't beat yourself up. But how do you do better from this point on?
Well, taking the time out to look at what your outcome was, and then identify the decisions that allowed that outcome to happen, and then figuring out how to change those decisions for a better outcome. I mean, once you break it down into the steps and you actually take the time to look at it and separate it into those little pieces, that's when it becomes more clear to you how next time when you're faced with a similar situation, you can make a better decision and have a more positive outcome.
I like that. Now, when you work with somebody, what does that look like? Because it's interesting. Would you consider yourself a therapist? You know, because there's so many different aspects of life coaching now.
Absolutely. It's a huge field, and it's one of the most rapidly growing industries in the world today. But I think the reason that is because it's very individual. And when I do coaching, a lot of people do group coaching. I like to do one-on-one coaching, especially with the Dream Builder program, because it's very specific. You get you spend 90 days in the program, you get a very serious outcome. But it's individual, you know. I like to walk with people because they face decisions every day that they're like, they don't understand why they keep getting the same outcome, you know, so that to break it down, to help them and walk with them and break it down and help them, give them a fresh perspective and something new to look at and understand that there's more choices than maybe they saw before. There's always more choices than you currently view.
That's so good. And now, so what are some of the clients that you work with? Are they mostly business, or are they stay-at-home moms, or everybody always wants to be better than they are what they're currently doing.
Right.
I mean, that's usually the case, but what are you attracted to? We all are attracted to a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in a family business, and I was managing businesses by the time I was in my early 20s. And so I gravitate towards business people, and such.
I'm right there with you. Yeah. It's interesting. I was telling somebody yesterday, my dad always taught me is pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on, you know? Do you have that same strategy?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
I'd like to add that I think with business, though, it does involve relationships and personal self-esteem. If you can't be good at sales if you're not connecting with people. So in a way, it's like that aspect seems to blend all those other three.
Absolutely, yeah. It's in being successful in businesses. So, I
do want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in right now to the Kim Pagano Show, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And I want to remind you that we do have another show at 2 o'clock. In fact, Dr. Curtis Perry, our cosmetic plastic surgeon, is coming on. And then we've got a kosher cookbook, sides and simple recipes, which she's really interesting, and then some more life skills. That's what it's all about. But always 2 o'clock is a different show than my my morning show.
I wanted to add to our listeners, give them a little bit of a past story. But Kim and I were talking about the content of this show and the format, and it's a real break from what you're normally bombarded with. You're normally bombarded with media news. Who just got shot? What corrupt politician has done what? And this show really is about starting your morning in a fresh, positive way. And I just want to say, like, I love doing this show because the rest of my Saturdays now are really positive and really upbeat. And you know, you just mentioned some days we have these
struggling
and grinding days, and for whatever reason, you know, my Saturdays have been booming because I think we start the day really
and kind of like what Hal said. If you set out with your amazing intention, you know, you could get off the railroad tracks for a second, but 99%.
I like that idea of give it 5 minutes to just kind of 5 minutes to just kind of vent and whatever, but shake it off.
But then set it up.
Set it up, right? I mean, is that something that you talk about?
Yeah, well, in fact, I wrote a blog about this about a month ago on my site about crafting your routine the night before so that when you get up, you know exactly what you're doing and how long it's going to take you, and so that you're not rushed and you know you have a purpose. And that's the thing that derails most people in the morning, is they have all these things just crushing in on them and they're not exactly sure how they're going to handle it. And if you take the time to really specify to yourself, this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, this is how long it's going to take, it gives you a course, like your rudder.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. You know what? It's all about preparation. I mean, really, if you're prepared, and you can't be prepared for everything, but if you are prepared, you know, I have to say my husband, you know, that is one of your knacks. You know, he's always time management, and we have a construction company, and he's handling all these jobs and people, and I think you do a really great job.
Yeah. Well, gee, thanks, hon.
Yeah, no, he does, you know, and I think, I mean, we've got 4 children. The other thing is, you know, it's time to go back to school right now, or we've already been back in school, and people are feeling a little overwhelmed out there. And you know, it's almost like that where you put your own oxygen on. Make sure you've got everything together first.
You know, we're giving tips away on how to live better lives. Can I give one tip that transformed my life?
Oh, I love that.
Leave 5 minutes early. I know that sounds simple.
No.
But if you give yourself 5 minutes extra than what you normally account for, you won't be stressed out on the freeway or driving. You won't be stressed out. You'll get there a little bit earlier. You'll take a moment to breathe. And that little thing, I'd rather be a half hour early than 5 minutes late. And it's one of those things, if you're early, you come off as prepared because you've already settled yourself. I mean, that's my little tip of the day, is just leave slightly earlier than you normally would for anything.
That's
Wake up slightly
2 hours early.
That's so awesome. When I was growing up, my parents were incredibly late for everything all the time.
mine too.
I was like programmed into that whole thing. It took me years to overcome that.
That's interesting, you know.
It is, because it's hereditary, and you find yourself, and then I got into this mode where I copied my father, where I'd be driving, I just left the house, and I'm 5 minutes away, and I'm really 20 minutes away, and all of a sudden it's like, no, what are you doing, Sean? You're only going to make yourself more stressed
out. And it's so stressed, you're walking in, and you're already behind before you even start your day. Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting, my dad used to say, if you're on time, you're late.
You're late. That's the Tom Coughlin of the New York Giants.
Yeah, I mean, you're on time, you're late. So you know what? I mean, there's so many. If you could just start to do all those kind of things mm-hmm. that can, you know, set you up for success right off the bat, that's what it's all about.
And that's where being your own best friend comes in. Because, you know, instead of fighting yourself on these things, look for ways to be your friend. Look for ways to be your own mentor. Look for ways to lead yourself into a success instead of into a failure.
So tell us about your course. What would we find, and how? Walk us through a couple steps of that.
Well, the course is about blueprinting, bridging, and becoming. And so you start out by really getting clear about what it is that you want, and getting into the meat and
so
the details.
So let me stop you there. Mm-hmm. What if you don't know what you want?
That's why they have a whole specific section on getting clear about that and all the steps that lead you there. And they do some meditations, they do some exercises, they do some brainstorming activities. And that's where, you know, having some outside eyes helps you really hone in on what's really important to you as well. And then you take where you are now and where you want to go, and there's a gap there. And so navigating that gap is where most people get lost. You know, they run it. The elements in your life right now create your life experience. And so in order to change your life experience, you sometimes, all the time, you have to change some of the elements in your life, and that can be difficult. And it can be difficult to discern which ones stay, which ones go, how to limit your exposure. Those types of things are things that I walk with people through, that right. transitionary period. And so then, and reaching your goals is one aspect of it, but who you become in the process is the real gift of the program.
I love that. It's kind of like we go to school, right, when we are little, and then even to high school, and then even to college, and then all of a sudden we're faced with our life, and then all of a sudden we're like, now who are we? I mean, we have 4 children, and, you know, three of them are
Gone.
Yeah, we became empty nesting in 1 weekend. It was like, you know, but it was
that's harsh.
It was really hard. Yeah, and but you know what? We always gave our children wings to fly on their own, and we see their, you know, their little struggles and stuff. But they all kind of have a direction. And then our last one is just going through high school, and he's kind of getting his direction.
You kind of transition from a direct influence to more of like a support group.
Yes,
as parents,
absolutely.
Because now all of a sudden you have to like catch them when they're falling, and you're not on that day-to-day, you know, directing.
Yeah, but it's hard to not be on that day-to-day.
Of course.
Yeah, and you know what? And what's interesting is they start to come back into your life and, you know, and kind of teach you now. It's a weird, you know, it's kind of a...
That's
it all
fun, though. That circuit. Can be fun.
It is. I love when my kids tell me, you know, Mom, you're going to really love this. Even my new son-in-law, he's so motivating. I love when he's like, I can't wait to tell you about this, you know. And that's what we share. And I always say, you know, and my daughter always quotes this, is people come into your life for different seasons and different reasons. And you got to ask yourself, you know, when people come in and what they how they motivate you or how they change your life. And they could be gone again, but you learn from so many different people.
Well, I think we learn from everyone.
Yeah.
I think that everyone that comes into our life on every level has something to teach us and would like to learn something from us.
Wow.
And by just being who we are, that happens naturally. And I think that's just the natural flow of life.
Yeah, I love it. Now, do you work more with men or women or both, or does it matter?
Over the years, I've worked more with men. I think probably because I was raised more as a male child, but I mean, because I was the firstborn, so
right.
I was my dad's, you know, helper and all that,
right.
You know.
All right. Well, gosh, we are done. We are at the end of our show. Michelle Corbin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so
Give
much for having
your website
me.
Website really quick.
It's www.lifestyleartistry.net.
All right. Sean, remember, 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday, at Barnes & Noble off Westlake Boulevard off the 101.
Come
say hello.
Yeah.
Say you heard us on the Kim Pagano Show and enter yourself in to win a free book.
There you go. Honey, my husband Lou, Tom, thank you so much. And all my listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us today here on the Kim Pagano Show. Remember, 2 o'clock, a completely different show with our cosmetic plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry, and a couple other great guests. I always end all of my shows with a lift for your life. And happiness resides not in possessions and not in gold. Happiness dwells in the soul. And that's what it's all about. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you next week.